The Kiowa legislature impeaches its chairman for misuse of tribal funds, and Midwest City is set to demolish Heritage Park Mall. That and more coming up on the KGOU AM News Brief for Tuesday, March 3rd. I'm Nick Daniels. The Kiowa legislature is moving forward with the impeachment of Chairman Lawrence Spotted Bird. Sarah Lisi has the details about Monday's impeachment hearing.
In a unanimous vote, seven Kiowa legislators voted to remove Chairman Spotted Bird from office because, as Warren Wheaton of District 7 put it,
"We have a law for a reason, and if you're just going to ignore law, what are we doing here?"
Spotted Bird faced seven charges, accusing him of mismanaging tribal money, violating Kiowa law, and failing to respond to a subpoena. Spotted Bird contested the charges without legal representation.
"Do I make mistakes? Of course. Do I break the law? No. I had hope that we could move forward together."
Two of Spotted Bird's relatives also testified on his behalf, but it wasn't enough. The vice chairman will fill the chairman's vacant office according to the Kiowa Constitution. In Lawton, I'm Sarah Lisi.
A ruling is expected in April on whether the case against Epic Charter School's co-founders can proceed to trial. The school's chief financial officer, Josh Brock, agreed to a plea deal to take the witness stand in exchange for no prison time. Nonprofit news outlet Oklahoma Voice reports Brock testified he and co-founder Ben Harris developed invoices with false itemized expenses. An investigation found profits of at least $55 million from a management fee for running the school. Brock, Harris, and David Cheney were charged in 2022 with racketeering, embezzlement, and conspiracy to defraud the state. A group seeking to become Oklahoma's fourth recognized political party is not moving forward this election cycle. Oklahoma Voice reports the group known as the Sooner State Party failed to get enough signatures to make it on the ballot. The group's acting chair says they will try again after the November election. The Sooner State Party formed in July to represent independents and more moderate Democrats and Republicans. A judge in Oklahoma County has cleared the way for Midwest City to take control of Heritage Park Mall. KOCO-TV reports the city plans to demolish most of the property. Life Church will remain. The former owner has 90 days to remove belongings. City leaders have set aside nearly $9 million for the purchase and demolition. The city has not decided what will replace the mall. Officials say residents may have a chance to share ideas about the site's future. Read more news at our website, kgou.org, and follow the KGOU PM News Brief podcast.
Hi, it's Terry Gross, host of Fresh Air. Hey, take a break from the 24-hour news cycle with us and listen to long-form interviews with your favorite authors, actors, filmmakers, comedians, and musicians, the people making the art that nourishes us and speaks to our times. So listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.